Live from the Broughton Cabinet Studio, it's the Need to Know Morning Show on AM 1100, The Flag.
I felt this was the most appropriate song for the morning.
I think we should get a hold of Londa, and I think she should hook us up with some margaritas this morning, because I hear this song, and I'm just feeling margaritas.
All right, cock a line. James, start it out. Here
right?
we go. Come on. I'm loving this. Come on. There you go. Left foot in, left foot out.
All around me feeling hot, hot, hot.
Man, I'm going to feel like 100 today.
Oh, 105.
Yeah, 105.
105.
There you go. Already feeling like it's like 85 and it's only 75 because the humidity is, that dew point's well over 80%. And so, yeah, it is what it is. We got a nice warm, hot weekend. Get to the lake. If you don't know anybody at the lake,
make friends.
Yeah, there you go. I would suggest, starting at, go to down there to Hub 41 or get down on the lake, maybe lakeside, meet a few people.
You'll make friends.
Exactly.
Yeah. I make friends easy.
You guys have a pontoon? Oh, how awesome is that? We don't have one. Yeah, we sure wish we did.
I had a case of beer, though. Yeah. So, I mean, we should make this work.
1, 2, 6. There you go.
Pontoon is the way to travel. Hey, we should get some on the pontoon. Kevin.
There you go.
Little big town on the pontoon.
Absolutely.
That is like the best way to travel. I love it.
Done deal. And some of the pontoons now, that ain't your daddy. That ain't your grandpa's pontoon anymore.
Oh, tell me about it.
We had a souped-up speedboat.
Yeah.
We had an old pontoon like from the late 60s.
Yeah.
It had a little 9.9 Evan, flat-top Evanrod on it.
It was great, it had the
steering wheel had cables on it, and the cables ran under the boat and went back to the motor, so that's how you steered it. It was a cable system that was hooked to the engine.
Now it's like a speedboat on steroids.
We were at Lake Franklin. Mm-hmm. A twin engine tri-tube 25-foot, I think it was a Bennington, had twin 200 engines on it. That thing was going across. I mean, it was screaming. Like,
that's
unbelievable. Now, this ain't your daddy's pontoon no more.
Well, have you seen that? One of my buddies just bought one, and they have them over in Lakes Country. But when they lift themselves now.
Oh, they have the sea legs.
They put them down, the sea legs, and they go right down in. And
get
so
out.
So, like, when you're at Dorba's and the dock is 5 feet out of the water.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you're even with that dock because you just keep raising it until you hit even.
Are you serious?
Yep.
I don't even tie the boat up anymore.
I mean, unless there's, like, the hurricane-type storms we get. But
pull them on the sand, and all of a sudden, they come right up.
I didn't know it the first time. All of a sudden, I heard the buzzing, and we just kept going up, and I got nervous. I'm like, am I going to jump out or what?
Does this thing fly?
Yeah, right?
They're sweet, though, now.
Oh, no doubt.
There's no roughing it anymore, is there? Wow.
Not really. Not if you don't want to. We were just talking about off the air a little bit with baseball kicking off last night, Nats and Yankees and the Dodgers and the Giants. And we were just talking about all this pandering that's going on. NBA for sure. It's going to be all over the NBA. They can even not put their names on their uniforms if they don't want to. And NFL, yet to see what's going to happen there. Hockey, I don't think it lives much. I've been kind of wondering, what Major League Baseball is doing. I just watched the first two games. Then I come across this. The Boston Red Sox have put up a huge Black Lives Matter billboard right next to Fenway Park.
You're kidding.
On the Massachusetts Turnpike.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a video of it, the Channel 4 out of Boston. It's right on the Mass Pike there, and it looks like where you, like part of the ticket office, or where you would maybe go in, like one of the entrances into Fenway, and in huge letters, it says Black Lives Matter. It's like, oh, God, and
everything's political.
You know who I don't think I've heard anybody put it better than Todd Herman put it yesterday, guest hosting for Rush Limbaugh. Of course Black Lives Matter. Of course. And then we just follow with... All lives matter in the eyes of God. Color doesn't matter. All lives matter.
Exactly.
But
color
Black
doesn't.
Lives Matter Incorporated?
Color doesn't matter.
BlackLivesMatter.com?
Well, right. They're a political group, though, now.
That's all. That's
they're getting donations, and it's a whole political thing.
Did you hear what he said? You know how much money they have? Over $1 billion.
I believe it by what's going on.
Over $1 billion. What are you going to do with over $1 billion? Have they taken one dime of that money and started a youth baseball program?
Hmm.
Have they built any baseball parks in the inner cities? Have they improved any facilities?
No.
Have they?
No. Quality of life, I guess, doesn't matter.
I guess not. No.
What about Chicago? I mean, maybe they should help out Chicago and all those shootings that's going on there. But
yeah, can we get some alternates for the kids? Can we get some mentoring programs going? How about Big Brothers? How about some anything that'll help? Whatever. But no, the answer is no to all of that. And I'm echoing Todd Herman again, but we have to learn to differentiate the love of all life, including Black Lives, and Black Lives Matter Incorporated.
Right.
That's a totally different thing.
It totally is.
And if you give to that at blacklivesmatter.org or whatever, you're giving not to the... They're not using any of that money. None of it.
For chaos.
Over $1 billion.
For bail or whatever they need it for.
Yep. No, they're funding, and it's funded through the... I mean, they're funding campaigns. They're funding a lot of this. So,
protests.
Yep. So it is not what it seems.
Nope.
Don't be watching the left hand while the right hand's taking your wallet.
Exactly.
You know? But I wanted to record that because when I heard Todd Herman say, I thought, boy, that's just perfect. That's just the way that has to be said. Well, we revere all lives, including Black lives, of course.
Of course.
That's intrinsic. That's what we are as good people.
And we're over this color thing by now. I mean, we've been over it for years and years.
And I don't care what color you are. You call out jerks like Derek Chauvin and, you know, just, of course we do to even think that, you know. But then let's go to defund the police. Let's go to abolish law enforcement. Okay, you might have gone a little farther. Can we pull it back a little bit?
A little far, yeah.
But anyway, that video is out there on Twitter. 713, couple of other things going on. They did say that your cruise night in West Fargo is going to be happening in August, so that's good news. But there's some caveats to it, I guess.
Yeah. You won't be able to cruise the streets, per se. But they're going to block off the street, and you can park on both sides, I guess, and walk around and look at the cars, have your beverages. There'll be vendors and stuff there, too. So it'll be pretty much how it used to be. It's just no cruising, so not a whole lot of change there. But it's going to be nice to finally have it, and that's the third Thursday in August, and hopefully we'll do the September one, too, Thursday.
Yes.
Yeah.
We'll fingers are so crossed for any event, please.
I know,
cross everything.
Yeah.
One thing, too, tonight at midnight in Minnesota, if you're a Minnesota resident, you got to deal with the mask mandate. There's so many caveats to that.
Yes.
I'm just going to walk in and say, I have a health condition.
That might work for you.
Walk in with a full suit.
Yeah.
Let's do that. I mean, come on. Let's just do that.
They're $119 on Amazon. I looked them up. This is curious.
Do you think we could send them over and like get our logo and stuff on them too?
Right.
Well, hey.
Maybe with a little free advertising.
Why not? Keep everybody safe.
But indoor spaces, but you don't have to hear.
You don't have to hear. You don't have to in a restaurant if you're eating or drinking. You don't have to if you have medical conditions.
Okay.
The Valley News Live talked to Ty Sharp, police chief in Dilworth.
Yep.
And he said his officers are already a little busy. And he said they're asking people not to call 911 if you see someone without a mask on. Don't call 911 and report it to the police.
We're not asking. We're telling.
He said we
don't do it.
He said we don't really have time or the manpower to actually do that or respond to those calls or cite people for not wearing masks. But he said if a store like Walmart or somebody asks you to put a mask on and you make a scene, well, then they're going to come and help you out with that one.
Yeah.
But he says if you're cited, though, you could get a $100 fine if you're cited, if you've written up a ticket for not wearing a mask. And if you're a business and you're letting people in or found in violation and somehow you can get a $1,000 fine and 90 days in jail for not actively enforcing this thing.
Well, and the one thing is you due to medical conditions. So you can say, I have a medical condition. I can't wear a mask. And then and here's the caveat on that. Everyone said, well, they can't ask you, you know, what it is. They can. You don't have to tell them. They can say, what is your condition?
Right.
That's what I mean. You can just say, I'd rather not disclose that.
So you don't
have
to, like, have any paperwork or anything?
I'd rather not disclose that.
For an excuse.
But they do suggest it's a good idea if you have paperwork that says, hey, I have asthma or show your inhaler or something and say, hey, no, I do, so I can't wear this.
I got an old inhaler. I'll just bring that.
I was going to say, that's going to increase the inhaler market, I feel, on Amazon.
Right.
All of a sudden, they're going to run out. They're just going to be tossing them.
Let's come up with fake inhalers. People could use that.
Should we patent that real quick?
Hold that in. I got asthma.
I need a hit off this thing right now.
It's 7:16. Let's grab line one. Consolidated Communications phone line, 701-271-1100. Consolidated Communications team with them and your data, your internet. That's the A-Team. Nathan, what's happening, man?
Oh, I just heard your comment about the flag for BLM put up by the Boston Red Sox.
Yeah.
Yeah, so all I can say is it's pretty disappointing that Major League Sports rewards burning, looting, and destroying in that way. And, you know, I think a statement could be made by the people, and maybe we boycott these pro teams and what they're doing with this, because, like you said, it's all political. And
it is.
It's a sad situation when you reward it that way.
Well, and they're kneeling for the anthem again, too. They're back at all that. And I for one, am sick of it.
I am so torn right now. I get it, Nathan.
You should be proud of our country.
Right. And I am so torn thinking of what might or might happen with the NFL and my beloved Vikings.
Yep.
I'm just, I think about what would my mom do, or what would she condone? What would she say about this? She'd be disgusted. I don't know that she'd watch it. I don't know that she'd put up with any of it.
Right. Right.
You know, I mean, and my dad lost his brother World War II. My dad, you know, fought in Korea. I just can't imagine anybody would.
But you know what?
Like,
a lot of people look at sports as an escape from their regular life,
right.
Just to go somewhere else, forget about their jobs, their families, whatever, and just forget about it,
yes.
Have fun. And now it's not fun anymore.
We don't want to see that. Just play ball.
Play ball.
Just play your game. Quit bringing that into it. Amen to that, sister. 718. Jennifer Vachisky's in the Flag Weather Center. We got a hot one, buddy. We're going to feel like 105 today, huh?
It certainly can, yeah. I mean, we are looking at an excessive heat warning going into effect here at noon today. We're looking at skies becoming mostly sunny, highs getting up officially right around about the mid-90s, but feeling as high as about 105. Just a little on the windy side. Hopefully that'll help a little bit, but other than that, though, we'll have a chance for showers and storms here for tonight. Overnight lows right around about 73. We do have a marginal risk for severe weather, so definitely something we'll keep you posted on. Saturday, a chance for showers and storms. Cloudy high of 90 degrees. Looks like 82 here for your Sunday. Slight chance for showers and storms in the morning, and then skies become mostly sunny. Monday, mostly sunny, high around 82 degrees. And by Tuesday, sunshine, high around about 83.
All right, buddy. Thank you very much. And we'll check in again soon. Just, you know, get the Under Armour. Get to the lake. Get to the pool. Is this going to be a hot one? Going to be sticky?
Yes.
Hot and... Well, is there a song? Hot, sweet, and sticky or something? I think that was Sammy Hagar.
Oh,
Rock
yeah,
Candy.
Yeah.
That's the one I'm thinking of. Rock Candy. We got to play that one.
I went to Def Leppard right away.
That's
right where I just thought immediately.
Yeah.
About the same lyric, aren't they? Yeah. All right, got to check the sports page, brought to you by our friends at Precision Concrete Cutters. And just go to pccnd.com. All things concrete. New, old, fix, cracks, bulging, nastiness, this, whatever. Anything concrete. This is your A-Team at pccnd.com or at 701-280-7038. Twins kick off the season, what it is, tonight, 60 games against the White Sox in Chicago. They couldn't get it done quite enough on Wednesday when they did have their only warm-up game against the Cubbies. They lost 4-3, so Barrios will get the start tonight, 7:05 first pitch. And listen to that crowd when you listen to that game. Boy, that'd be just crazy cheering. But then they'll hit a home run and you go, why aren't they cheering for the home run?
Weird.
Oh, because it's a laugh track. That's why. And what did you say? They're using
PlayStation. They have the rights for MLB The Show.
Yeah.
And they partnered with the MLB to use basically their soundtracks of fans cheering, yay.
Funny. That is just not right. It's,
oh, man.
Oh, man. It's so wrong.
Cheesy.
That's just the thing, though. Like, whoever's running that soundboard, they accidentally kicked that up for a Twins home run. And are all the fans going to start booing that are there, or what?
Oh, man.
I mean,
well, it was weird because I'm listening to the recap of the Nats and Yankees game, and somebody put a nice shot out, and the crowd just stayed, like, in that murmur of the crowd, and all of it, like, 4 seconds later, all of a sudden the cheer came on.
Exactly.
The sound guys need to get a little more in tune to what he's hearing.
Exactly.
Get off your phone!
Well, that's probably what they're doing, honestly. There's not much to look at other than the game, so...
So Yankees did beat the Nationals 4-1, and the Dodgers got by the Giants 8-1 last night. NHL getting ready to go. They're all going to Edmonton. Okay, the Wild will wrap up their training camp right today and tomorrow. They're on Sunday afternoon. They fly to Edmonton. Pretty much everybody does. That's the hub city for the NHL to finish up the season that we just had. So, and the Wild are in that one. The NBA will kick off in 6 days. The Timberwolves are not anywhere near that one. because they were nowhere near when the season came to an end.
Are you saying we're not relevant?
Not this year. Not this year so much. And speaking of the Wolves, no new news. Have you seen any more news on the sale of the Taylor's?
The only thing I've really seen is that the Wilfs, nothing has been officially talked about. That was just kind of a more rumor at this point.
Yeah, I thought so.
And there apparently is another group that's not involved in Kevin Garnett's that wants to make a big push, but they're very much anonymous at the moment.
Gotcha.
So
down at the TPC Twin Cities, the 3M Open is going on, and the defending champion Matt Wolf is tied. There's six of them at six under. Richie Warinsky is alone the leaderboard, top of the leaderboard there at eight under at the TPC in the Twin Cities. And they are racing. They're doing makeup races and whatnot. The Superstar Batteries 400 at Kansas. Denny Hamlin got the win on that one. And the Redhawks are in the fourth game of a six-game series with Winnipeg, all at Newman Outdoor. But tonight they start at 7:02 as the away team. They got shut out on Tuesday, 5-0. They came out a nice win on Wednesday. How'd they do last night?
I'm hoping that us being the road team is going to help out a little bit, because it was a 2 7-inning game doubleheader. So they started at 6 p.m. They just went back to back. First game, we ended up losing 2-1. Dario Pisano hit a solo homer. That was his first of the year. It wasn't enough to overcome a good pitching performance by our starter. And then the second game, we went down 5-0 early before we even really had a hit, and ended up losing 8-4. So the Winnipeg Goldeyes swept us in two games last night. I'm hoping us batting first maybe will turn some things around, because the road team seems to be doing pretty dang good at Newman this year.
It's always fun to go.
Bring your little cool wrap thing.
Win or lose, it's fun.
Little mister thing if you're going to the game tonight. You're going to need to stay cool.
Squirt bottle.
No doubt about it. 7:23, Need to Know Morning Show. Quick break. We'll check traffic coming up. Lots going on. Hang on.
The Need to Know Morning Show is on.
I love you. This is one of the best radio shows on radio.
Catch the flag online at am1100theflag.com.
All right, Devin Fry is out and about. Need to Know traffic powered by Valley News Live, brought to you by our friends at I-29 Automotive. Tell you, if your check engine light is on, do not let that stay on without getting it checked. Get a check before it gets serious. See the guys and gals at I-29 Automotive, located off I-29 and Main Avenue in Fargo, online at i29tire.net. Dev, what's happening, buddy? Anything slowing down at the...
There does seem to be a random lane closure on 32nd Avenue. Now, it wasn't announced to us ahead of time, so we're not sure what really is going on there. But there's a very brief moment where heading east on 32nd Avenue, it has shifted over into one lane. Now, anytime that happens, that's going to create a little bit of a backup. So just be prepared for that out there. But otherwise, it's just our longstanding roadwork projects that are really the only thing holding things up. Overall, things are moving pretty smoothly.
All right, my man. We'll check back with you in just a bit. I would imagine a lot of people already at the lake.
Oh, I'm assuming a lot of people have Friday off in the summer. So,
that's true too. Yeah, it lightens up the load a little bit. Definitely. Mostly construction we're dealing with. Boy, I had to go over and saw the crew. I got to give a shout out to Joe and the crew over at Midwest Motors and More. If you go to am1100theflag.com, we have our big deals. Oh, by the way, we got to get our total on the auction yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
On the all-season motorsports easy-go workhorse we gave.
That thing was cool. I took a look at that.
Oh, right.
That looks like quite a little workhorse.
Maybe Dee's listening. What did we get? What was the final bid on that? But I got to tell you about the next auction we have coming up. But as any day, not just for the auctions, but if you go to am1100theflag.com, there's a big deals button right at the top. You click on that, and it takes you to our big deals store. And there you have anything from automotive to fun to golfing to recreation, Thunder Road to, you know, all kinds of stuff. And I scored a Midwest Motors and More. Had to get the oil changed because we're heading to the I'm heading into the belly of the beast today.
I can't wait to hear about that on Monday.
Yeah, I'm going to the cities, the Twin Cities today. But Midwest Motors and More, call them. Boy, that facility, as they're growing it over in Moorhead, just a shout out, right where Highway 75 and Highway 10 is, right there, right by Burger King, across there. It's the old big lot, but they've got kind of trailer sales on the big lot, and then they've got full service across the street in that other building that's behind it, and they're remodeling everything. Sure. It looks fantastic.
Well, trailer sales are off the charts this year.
Yeah. So they've got utility stuff, and looks like a really good selection of pre-owned autos and trucks and stuff. And just a shout out, they got me in and out of there in like 15 minutes doing oil change. Yeah.
15 minutes?
Yeah. And I got the deal on the big deals.
Ooh.
So I got the deal. I got a little off on that.
That's impressive.
So that's worthy.
That's crazy.
And we gave away the, I shouldn't say we gave away, but we auctioned off that. And thanks to All Season Motorsports, they're right at Cheyenne and I-94 there in West Fargo. They're like the Easy Go headquarters. If you need a golf cart or anything like that, All Season Motorsports. And our next auction is up now. Did you see this?
No. What do we have?
We have. This is from Northern Stone. Okay. Uh-huh. If you're doing any kind of home in the market for your home improvement deal, mm-hmm. quartz granite countertops.
Oh, that kind of stone.
Hello. Nice. I knew you'd perk up on that. Yeah. So Northern Stone, we've got, and it's if you go on the auction, it's a certificate for $3,000. That you can use at Northern Stone towards whatever
you want to get.
Got going on.
I like it.
Now imagine that.
A lot of remodels going on these days because people are stuck home.
Yep. So put it in your calendar right now. This is happening this Thursday. So, you know, next week.
Yep.
On Thursday. What will that date be? That will be the 30th.
Yep. Lots of cool stuff. Wow.
The 30th of July. Okay. You can do this for any space, bathroom, kitchen, lawn, whatever. Think of like a fireplace mantle.
Sure.
Face of your fireplace.
Sure.
Living area.
Bar. Man cave.
Your choice. Quartz or granite.
Yeah. I'm a little excited.
I got
that
him
right
at
there.
Bar.
Yeah.
Man cave.
There we
bar.
Go.
Yep.
And here's the big thing. It includes installation. Yeah. So you go online, am1100theflag.com. Click on the big deals. Click on the auction tab. You can see more info right there. It's up there now. And it says when it starts and everything. So, and we got another one planned after that, but we'll let the cat out of that bag. When we get closer to that one.
Very fun.
So, there you go.
It's a good thing. We're just going to keep it coming.
Well, you know, it's a good way to, I mean, save money.
Right?
I mean, it wasn't about saving some cash, especially for things you do. You just got a big deal.
You got a remodel coming. Why not?
Exactly. So, 7:30. It's half past the 10. Why don't we do the, we'll take a quick break. We'll dig into this forecast a little bit. And then I've got a couple more cuts I got to get to you regarding the lovely city of Portland.
That poor city.
You know, possible vacation ideas. Destinations.
I don't think I'm going to go there.
Road trip through the Pacific Northwest.
I'm not going with you if that's what you're finding on this summer.
Oh, wait till you hear the sights and sounds. We'll get to see.
You can tell us.
Oh, yeah. It's coming up.
Rise and shine.
I absolutely love that you are one of the few people that has some common sense.
This is the Need to Know Morning Show here on the Flag.
7:33 on the Need to Know Morning Show. Here's your Flag forecast. Well, we've got a bit of a heat warning today, starting at noon and going till about 8 o'clock tonight. It's going to be hot, going up to 96, but that heat index is going to feel about 105. But we're going to have some wind. That might help us out a little bit, gusting up to 25. Tonight, though, we've got a 80% chance of thunderstorms, and of course, some of those could be severe with this warm weather. Tonight's low 73. Tomorrow and Saturday night, thunderstorms are likely after 2 p.m., going up to 90 with a low of 69. Sunday, slight chance of rain there in 82. Back to work Monday, we're going to see that sunshine in 82. Right now, temps creeping up a little bit more. We're at 75.
Yeah. And a little thick, too. A
little thick.
Yeah, it's a little thick, a little humid.
Yep.
But it's July 24th, so.
Yeah, make sure the AC is on.
How about that? Hey, coming up at 8:05, get your questions ready. Email them in, studio@flagfamily.com, or you can we can do that. You just call them. If you can't call when Randy's on, call him and just give them to me, and I will pass them on if you can't call him when he's on at 8:05.
He'll be in soon.
Yep. Clay County Extension gardening and lawn and garden expert guru, Randy Nelson. And the reason we ask it, we need your questions because Alex and I have asked him every question we have. We need to ask.
We've got our gardening
problems
solved.
I've got all my answers. My pine trees are doing better.
All right. We have a perfect garden now.
Yeah, all good. All good. So that's coming up at 8:05. It's a Need to Know Morning Show, AM 1100, The Flag. You did say it was her birthday today, right?
But I said that.
J-Lo. I'm still waiting for some pontoon. On the pontoon, Kevin.
Oh, we gotta do that.
I want to go on the pontoon with my margaritas.
There you go. One margarita, a little Luke Bryan.
Yeah, that'll work, too.
That works, too. J-Lo, 51 today.
And she can still shake it.
51 looking all of 32, I think. Right?
Shake it like her mama gave it to her.
Oh, that's for sure. She's lovely. Just lovely, my friend says. 7:35 coming up on 24 in front of 8 o'clock. So we're thinking about, you know, what if you wanted to plan? I mean, nobody's flying.
No. Nope.
You know, nobody can't go. You know, and camper sales. I talked to my buddy Tony Fox down at Outlet Recreation in Detroit Lakes yesterday. Camper sales are off the hook.
Off
They're
the
crazy.
Charts. Yeah, everyone's getting campers this year.
Now, you think, now, honestly, if I had a camper or a motorhome and I was looking for a summer road trip, the trip out west through the Rockies.
Yellowstone.
You go through, head out that way. You know, maybe you go north, you go up through
Grand
Whitefish,
Canyon.
Head into Seattle that way.
And then, Seattle? You know, what?
Then when you get to Seattle, you know, there's the chop stop. We have to make a chop stop.
No,
just to say hi to those fine folks.
There's that old Bobby Goldsboro song, "The Bluest Skies I've Ever Seen," when in Seattle, but I don't think that's the case anymore. It's probably the smokiest skies.
Now, I just have a couple of questions. If we were going to plan our road trip into the Chop, does Chop have RV parks?
Chaz.
I thought it was Chop now. Well, is it all done now?
There's one in Seattle. There's one in Portland.
Yeah,
we'll get to that.
We haven't gone south yet.
I see. We're just going straight.
We haven't even stopped in Spokane, buddy.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so we're in Seattle, and we're at the Chop or Chaz, and there is RV, I'm sure, hookups.
It depends.
Is there an RV dump? I'm just wondering if there's services.
From my understanding, it depends on how much you're willing to pay per night on how protected you're going to be. There's kind of like the trailer park version, and then it goes up to, you know, like the nice, luxurious.
So we're going to need a lot of ammo is what you're
exactly.
saying.
Right. You know, an extra $100 and you won't get broken into, and then $100 on top of that.
Pay,
and,
like the mafia.
Exactly.
You got to pay people off.
So, well, yeah. And then what I think we could do is we'll just, why don't we just park the RV in Idaho and we'll walk in. How's that? That would work, wouldn't it? We'd head out and probably head down through Spokane, where we deal with more of this, and eventually end up in Portland. And I'm sure I know, and I think you guys will completely agree with this, that when you arrive in Portland, there's a big welcome wagon out there from the mayor, huh?
Lives matter!
Yes, I'm sure.
Welcome!
In our RV, when we have our American flag and our Trump 2020 flag flagging off the back of that, I'm sure everybody's going to be clapping and cheering for us coming through.
Yeah, we won't get vandalized.
You are an instigator, mister. You are you're poking the bear. But, you know, and then I just think that the welcome wagon in Portland would be so...
I stand with you no matter what.
See,
and if they want the tear gas against you...
Is he talking to the RVers? For the vacationers?
They are launching the tear gas.
Well, and then there's the moms. Line of moms protecting their 30-year-old children who are protesting.
The soccer moms.
Yeah, the soccer moms.
Just everywhere.
I'm planning a fun vacation. He's talking about tear gas. What is going on?
Exactly.
I'm not going. I can't do that.
Well, you just have to stay within the confines of the United States of America. You got to keep in mind those are separate country hubs. So as long as you don't bring your passport and you won't be tempted.
That's the key.
Good.
So
glad I got that figured out because, we're just trying to, get our travel plans in order.
Your trip to Minneapolis this weekend would be good prep for that, I'm thinking.
Right, And then, you know what, we're in Portland and you could slide down through Northern California. I was thinking we'd end up in San Francisco, maybe visit some of the homeless encampments.
No way.
Step in some feces, you know.
That sounds like a whole round trip there. That's
full
circle.
Do the Northwest, do the whole thing.
No.
Yeah. Yep. So honestly, though, if you're a people watcher, though, I'm sure it would be an intriguing trip for you. Just sit on the park bench with your, bag of peanuts or whatnot and just enjoy the show.
I wouldn't feel safe, though. I wouldn't be safe there.
We could always do it from the RV, too. With the engine running, just to be safe.
Yeah.
You know,
I have to keep my mace with me.
Hey, grab line two. Steve, do you want to join us on our Northwest road trip, Steve?
Oh, sure I would, but I'd have to have one of those EM50s from the movie Stripes. Remember that?
The EM50 Urban Assault Vehicle. That's exactly what we'd need.
Yep. I wonder if somebody's making those right now.
I bet they are. Oh, yeah. Somebody
fully
sell
them. Yeah, no, I think it'd be fun, man. Go out there and check it out and sit on top of the camper and look at all the freaks.
That would be the one you'd want to hang your Trump flag off of, James.
Hey, there we go. See, we have ideas. Yeah. I like it.
My new liberal insulting shirt that says, liberals, the reason we have instructions on shampoo bottles.
Wow.
That's a good one, too. All right,
I wore that at Moondance last week, and I got more selfies with more people than I ever thought I would in my entire life.
Oh, yeah. That's awesome.
Well, Moondance is patriotic, that's why.
You bet.
There you go. There we go.
Were you,
like a Trump rally.
You went up, did some camping with the jammers up there?
Oh, yeah. I had a good time.
Yeah, I heard there was a good amount of people up there, too.
Yeah, it was probably about 2,000, maybe a little more.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I called the other day, but yeah, I was wearing all my hate liberal shirts, and man, I tell you what, I had more fun with more people that I.
Oh yeah.
I'd be getting tapped on the shoulder. I need a picture with your shirt. A picture with your shirt.
Yeah, yes. You're among real people when you're up there.
You got to know where you can and can't wear that stuff. That's for sure.
Yeah, one of the girls that work in there, she lives down in the cities, and she says he couldn't possibly have the guts to wear that down in the mall down by, I don't know what town it is, just outside of Minneapolis.
Yeah.
And I go, you want to bet?
Oh.
I'll go down there and wear it. I don't care.
I'm your Huckleberry.
Yeah. So I might make a trip down here before the end of the summer and walk around the mall down there in Wayzata.
All right, be careful, man.
Stir it up.
Carry and stay low.
Yeah. Hey. They hate us anyway. That makes it worse.
I am heading down. We have, and now here's part of the double standards. Okay, I live in Minnesota. I love where I live. I love my part of the state. And
yeah, it's beautiful, lake area.
And you know, we're nothing but red in that part of the state for the most part.
Yep.
You know, but we're going. We have an AAU team. My son plays on. It's North or Central Minnesota Select 218 Select. We call it, and it's our first year. So we're in, and because of COVID. You know, normally we would play down in Morris, Minnesota with the Wildcats, West Central Wildcats. But that we weren't sure what was happening, so we took it upon ourselves, my buddy Jarrett and his wife, and they've done AAU before. We have our own team now. We've got 9-10 kids that are playing. We're going down to Shakopee. We've got this mask mandate going into effect at midnight tonight.
Yep.
Okay?
Yep.
So the game's today. We play at noon and 3:15 at Shakopee High School. We go today. No mask required.
Right.
No nothing.
I know where you're going.
I can go in. I can watch my son. I can yell and cheer as loud as I want. We're asked and encouraged to wear a mask and practice social distancing, but not mandated to. So we're in there yelling. We're in there for our games today, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
But tomorrow's games, now I have to mask up, get my temperature taken before I go in there. And all that. And so what makes tomorrow so much worse or better than today? And I just, you know, and then...
You know, just the difference a day makes, Kev.
I guess, Gov. Thanks, you know. But meanwhile, people aren't going to go to places that are being told now that they have to mandate people wearing masks in their business. So people are just going to go, I'm not just going to go unless I absolutely have to.
I went to Verizon yesterday, and I was the only one in there, and they have a mask rule. So they handed me a mask when I walked in the door. It's like, oh, great.
Yeah, so, but you know, and how many
I had to wear it.
You had to wear it, but how many people will just go, you know, I'm just going to click, 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 click online. There it is. Walmart.com, Amazon.com, eBay.com. Order, order, order. Not support local business.
Oh, I know.
Not going to go out. Let them starve. Let them go out of business.
That's happening.
Keep spending more money with Bezos and Waltons. And there we go.
Yep. And it's not good for local business.
Why don't they get it? They just don't get that.
Well, they.
Oh, well, it'll be fine.
Because they hate Trump more than they care about the people in their states. It's just a sad state of affairs.
It's really unbelievable. I mean, you know, with the way this is, and I just every time it's just like one more little cut, you know, like just so you're mandate masks, no big deal, just mandate masks. Well, no, it is a big deal because a lot of people just won't go now. They won't go out. They won't spend that
it's
money.
It's uncomfortable.
Ugh,
it's all about power.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm just glad I've got one for riding the jet ski and, and outside and going on a hike.
You need one, of course, so, the jet ski.
Let's get loud about this. It's ridiculous. Yeah, happy birthday, J-Lo. All right. Checking the weather, traffic, sports coming up. We'll visit with Scotty. See what's coming up on What's On Your Mind as well. And Alex has some entertainment headlines. Action packed.
This is the Need to Know Morning Show.
I'm sorry, did you say you love it?
I do. I love it.
I knew you would.
On AM 1100, The Flag.
7:47 on the Need to Know Morning Show, and here's your flag forecast. sunny and hot today. So hot, we have a heat warning in effect starting at noon until 8 o'clock tonight. The high, 96, but the heat index is going to be about 105. And thank God for the wind, right? Gusting to 25 today. Tonight, things could get a little nasty out there with an 80% chance of thunderstorms. Some of those, of course, could be severe with this hot, humid weather. Tonight's low 73. Tomorrow and Saturday night, thunderstorms are likely after 2 o'clock. The high 90 with a low of 69. Sunday, slight chance of rain and 82. Right now, we're at 75.
And a little humid.
A little humid.
Like 83% humidity right now.
Well, that's it.
It's a little thick.
Yeah.
Weather brought to you by our friends at Trin Spin. That's Trinity Schaff and his crew. Thinking home theater, thinking man cave, thinking she shed, thinking home security. Think Trin Spin. That's what they do. And they do it for all levels. Residential, commercial, security, home security, commercial security, monitoring, home theater, wiring, sound design. That's a big thing. You want the sound and the speakers in your system designed for the room you've got. Not the room you want.
Yep.
You know, the room you've got, and you want it to be perfect.
Get the best sound quality.
And they'll dial that in. I mean, all the way down to the equipment to make it just rock. Home media. I mean, it is an experience. And when you have a thing, when you have a room like that, when friends and family come over, you want to, wow.
Well, if you're going to do it right, yep. Right?
And they're just great people. No job is too big or too small. They're there for you. Your go-to for all things tech is Trin Spin. It's T-R-I-N. It's Trinity. TRINSPIN.com or stop in and see them. They're literally right over here, right behind Flying J, just to the north of Flying J, right here.
Yeah, real easy to find.
Yep, 701-361-0358, 701-361-0358. TrinSpin.net, I'm sorry, TrinSpin.com. Tell them the Need to Know Morning Show sent you. I have too much stuff here. I have to move this out of the way here.
Yeah, you look a little busy. You got a lot going on.
That's how it goes when you're.
Yeah.
Making it all happen in here.
You can do it. You're a pro.
Yeah. I look like the Wizard of Oz sometimes in here.
The man behind the curtain.
Yeah. I need like four arms.
Don't pull that curtain.
All right. What do we need to know about the sports page? Well, the Major League Baseball season is underway. Yanks got the win over the Nats 4-1 yesterday. Fauci threw out the... Actually, Fauci looked more like a shot putter putting out that first pitch.
It was something.
He was just a bit outside. Oop, ball one. I mean, they want to talk about outside. He didn't get it anywhere near the plate.
Well, it's an issue if you're standing on deck and you might get hit.
Well, yeah.
At that point, if you're jumping out of the way, diving out, that's an issue.
It kind of looked like he was throwing his first. He was kind of going off that way.
Maybe it was a pickoff move. He was trying to throw us off.
I mean, seriously, he had to be 15 feet off the bag. Dude, where are you throwing that? But God bless him for trying.
Exactly.
Late game Dodgers and Giants. Dodgers got over the Giants 8-1, the final there. Twins will go at 7:05 tonight with fake applause and crowd sounds, but nonetheless, you'll hear them if you're watching or listening to it. 7:05 at the New Comiskey against the White Sox. Lots of games on tap today and tomorrow, and it'll be a great weekend for baseball. And if you'll, other than wanting to maybe go to it, unless you're going to go to the Red Hawks, exactly. Which you can do.
The Red Hawks.
And you should do.
They're doing it right.
Yep, so they're coming off game 3 of 6 with the Winnipeg Goldeyes. They'll go again tonight, 7:02. But tonight they will act as the away team for today, tomorrow, and 1 o'clock matinee game on Sunday. Then they wrap up, take a break on Monday, and then they got St. Paul. And I think they're going to be they are playing that in Fargo. Yep, so they got St. Paul. That's what I do love about this with the Redhawks.
Yep.
A lot of home games.
Well, it's of the 60, I believe, 42 of 60 you're playing at home. Whether you're the home team or not.
Yeah, right.
So there's just a couple of trips out of town, but the couple of trips we take out, Winnipeg's here. So Winnipeg's had 2 or 3 series without us here even. So you can watch baseball every day of the week if you want.
Bingo.
In person, that should be a thing, a season pass this year, honestly.
So baseball's underway. NFL is prepping. Vikings are at camp right now down at TCL Performance Center down in Vikingville. And no preseason games, and that's going to kind of unfold as we get closer to the season. Last season's NHL and NBA are beginning to wrap up for their prospective leagues. The NHL traveling the Wild, as a matter of fact, Sunday afternoon, they head to Edmonton. That's the bubble there. The NBA is in Orlando getting ready 6 days from today to put the finishing touches on that season. So we're going to award an NBA title and a Stanley Cup sometime in the next, middle end of August, first part of September. The way that'll play out, this is weird.
When the preseason's supposed to originally start for them.
Yeah, exactly. And the 3M Open is going on down at TPC in the Twin Cities. Defending champ Matt Wolf at 6-under with six other golfers. A gentleman by the name of Richie Wawrinski is in the lead at 8-under. And Denny Hamlin won at the Kansas 400. Looks like a lot of makeup races and weird NASCAR schedules going on, depending on which division you're watching. Got to get that race,
though.
In.
That's all that matters.
That's sports, though. 7 in front of 8 o'clock. Quick break. Alex has the entertainment headlines coming up. We'll check in with Scotty. See what's going on with What's on Your Mind after 8:30. It's the Need to Know Morning Show on the Flag.
Follow the Flag beyond your radio. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter today.
Coming up on 7:55, got to check Need to Know Traffic, powered by Valley News Live, brought to you by our friends at Vision Bank. Many of your neighbors are saving hundreds of dollars every month refinancing Vision Bank. Rates are at all-time lows. Contact Vision Bank, the bank with the dogs, today. Devin Fry, anything we need to know about on the roads today?
Well, currently things are moving pretty well. They've gotten certainly more crowded than they were even just half an hour ago, but overall it really hasn't slowed things down. It's been a pretty ideal way to end the work week here. It's getting a little bit extra crowded around that roadwork area on I-29. So really, roadwork and construction are the only things holding up the traffic flow. Nothing out of the ordinary that's been reported to us just yet, but of course we're going to keep our eye open for it a little bit longer.
Very good. Yeah, define work week anymore.
Right.
What that means, especially in the summer around here.
Yeah.
Entertainment headlines, what's cooking?
Yeah,
Keith?
Well, Ellen DeGeneres and Portia de Rossi, their home was burglarized this month, and they say some high value jewelry was taken, so I don't know if they'll get any bites on that or not. Usually stuff gets stolen, right, and you don't get it back.
No.
Disney, though, they're pulling a lot of their movies that they were going to release. They're going to, because of COVID and all that, Mulan, Top Gun, all that, and others, they're going to be a delayed release. Of course, I don't think there's really any movie theaters open right now.
No, it's all
anyway.
Online. No, yeah.
Miranda Lambert says quarantine with her husband has been a good test of their marriage. They're newlyweds, so it's been probably a lot of time spent together. And Blake Shelton and Gwen Stefani are teaming up for another song, and that's being released today. It's called Happy Anywhere. So I'm looking forward to that one. Their other one is fabulous, Nobody But You, and that's my entertainment headlines.
When we talk about capitalizing on the relationship.
Yeah. Well, it's a great song, so I'm hoping this next one will be as good.
Very good. All right, there you go. Hey, checking the Jost Investments market report. Boy, a lot of red numbers yesterday. Tough day for the S&P, down 40. NASDAQ down 244. Dow Jones was down 353, but still way above 26,000. Closed to 26,652. Foreign markets pretty much all in the red, too. Oil saw a little green bump, up about 30 cents, still at 41.41, not nearly enough to, we need to get that little, although I love the low gas prices.
Oh, that's always a good thing.
As a consumer, I'm loving that, but I know
we need the money here.
Those in the
state.
Oil business sure need that to tick up a little bit.
Yeah.
It's kind of a catch-22, you know, especially for those that drive a lot. That's the way it is. Jost Investments, KJOSinvestments.com, your go-to. Over 40 years of experience helping make plans and dreams come true. As far as commercial real estate development, KJOSinvestments.com. Scotty, what do we got to do about this price of oil, man?
Well, yeah, it's going to
weigh. Should we close the DAPL? That'll help.
The bigger issue is DAPL, right?
Should we close it?
Because, honestly, at this price and probably even at 50, you add about $6 per barrel in cost if you don't have the Dakota Access Pipeline.
Wow.
So when you have a price of oil already at 40, it's low, but really then it's 30. Four.
Right.
So
right.
You just got to, you know, do the math on that and hope it continues to improve an inch upward. And but the whole game right now is the Dakota Access Pipeline.
And legs on any teeth in that?
What'll judge will do? I mean, it's before a court, right? So a three judge panel in D.C. now has said you can go ahead and let it run until we decide whether to permanently shut it down, answer the appeal. So that's happening right now. All of the comments that came in were very favorable for it and very, I think, descriptive of the damage it would do to each and every county in North Dakota economically. So hopefully they take that to account.
But, you know, judges know best.
Well, and Standing Rock Sioux Tribe, which is funded by Earth Justice, which is a radical, I mean, they're eco-terrorists, okay? They're the folks that funded the protest. They actually argued that the money shouldn't matter, that the economic impact that it has on everybody shouldn't matter. So a good one. Senator Kevin Cramer will be here for a full hour in the Talk Radio Town Hall. Always encourage people to get their questions in for him early.
What a gift that is.
It is.
What a resource that is for people in North Dakota.
On anything. On any topic. Yeah.
Yes.
He's great. One-on-one with people.
We're going to talk to Bill Panos. Bill is the director of the North Dakota DOT.
Okay.
We've had some people saying, you know, DMV spells hassle. And we're going to try and find out what's going on there. There are, you know, DOT-operated DMVs, and then there are some that are on contract, and that's most of them actually outside of Bismarck are, so that's part of the problem. So we'll try and get you some answers there. We love being the answer man. We also have a new tea, Auric Tea, that's out there we're going to tell you about
today
on the program, and we're going to talk about education in Minnesota, how they do tax dollars. Going to dig into that a little bit, too. Coming up on What's on Your Mind?
I don't want to know.
Yeah, I know you don't.
I live it, my friend. 8 o'clock, this is WCFG, Dilworth, Fargo, Moorhead, West Fargo, USA. Good morning.